This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Maybe. Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thank you for being with us tonight. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Hey, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can give me your email address, right? I mean, I don't inundate you with email. Matter of fact, if you figured it out over the last 2 weeks, God, I'm terrible at this. I set them up, and I don't send them. Isn't that brilliant? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and thank you for joining me. I'm just having a field day today. First, head up to the website, do what I told you to do. Buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things that you've been taught to hate. You know, it's funny. People will look at the title of the book and they go, hey, where'd you come up with that? And I go, well, look, God gave it to me. As a joke. Think about it. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Every one of those terms, every one of those labels is put on me by the left. A group that says, we don't like labels. Which even proves more how confused these people are. Right? Come on, work with me here. And they are very, very, a very confused group. So, buy the book. It'll give you an idea of why they call us those things and how you can deal with them. And again, you got to read, you got to get informed, you got to engage, not yell at, not beat on, not get stupid, but just engage with the process. That's how you fix it.
Echo on the video.
Okay, well, of course there is. Would you have it any other way? Right? So, I'm working on it. You guys are gonna have to, what's that word? Chill, right? So Trump comes out and nails these guys. Nails the Dems. I mean, let's be honest about this. He let them scream and yell and talk about how all Trump had to do was do a pen and a whatever.
I'll do it.
You'll do the pen? Oh. The pen, do the pen. And do the, just sign an executive order. It's no problem. It's okay. We don't have. So he said he couldn't do it. He wouldn't do it. And I wish he wouldn't have done that. Because remember, Obama said the same thing. He did the same thing. He talked about this. And you know how I've been saying all year long, I've been saying the same stuff over and over again to you guys. If we say it, if we do it, if we talk about it, it's wrong. It's nasty. It's hateful. We can use the same exact words they do, right? And we're bad people. Come on, think about it. Here, listen to Obama's words himself, speaking with, I think this is George Stephanopoulos.
Our message absolutely is don't send your children unaccompanied on trains or through a bunch of smugglers We don't even know how many of these kids don't make it and may have been waylaid into sex trafficking or killed because they fell off a train. We have no way of tracking that. So that is our direct message to the families in Central America. Do not send your children to the borders. If they do make it, they'll get sent back. More importantly, they may not make it.
So think about that. Come on, give it some real thought. Here you have, here's President Oblamo, the one that we couldn't get behind for anything. I get it. And what's what is happening? He comes out and he says, we can't do that. We don't want you sending your kids up here like this. It's dangerous for them. It's not good for them. And when they get here and they're here alone, we're going to send them back. And his whole team got behind him, right? Oh, yeah, oh, isn't he wonderful? He's so articulate. He's such a wonderful person. And really, Trump uses the same words. Same policy, same process. But here's the problem. He's doing it for hateful reasons. He hates those kids so much that he doesn't want them to come up here alone. He doesn't want them to be, and he even said it, we don't know if they're being, he said the same thing Obama said. We don't know if they're in the hands of a trafficker. We don't know who they're actually with. You know what I'm, you see where I'm going with this? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to have you as part of the process, part of the fix. Right? You can't just complain all the time. You got to be part of the fix. When Xander Gibb joins us, we got a whole, you know how we are, right? We got a whole bunch of stories I want to go through. Apparently now, if you're part of the LGBTQ community and you eat at Chick-fil-A, you're a hater or a traitor or something. I don't know. And that's according to the Huffington Post. They say if you really love LGBTQ people, you just can't keep eating at Chick-fil-A. Now, here's the fun thing about it. I've been reading articles about LGBT groups all day long who love Chick-fil-A, who eat there on a regular basis. Let that sink in. This is like everything else, right? You got a group on the gay side that says, you know, Trump hates gays. He hates lesbians. He hates everybody of that ilk, if you would. And then you've got the same LGBT group on the right saying, he's fine. He's done great things for us. We'll be back with Xander Gibb right after this. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346 Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. There's a lot going on, but I know that tonight, on nights like tonight, you're not here to hear me. Seriously. You're here. You've tuned in tonight because Xander Gibb joins us. And Xander, we always have a good time when Xander's on the show with me, and I always appreciate the time he spends with me. Xander, how are we? Quick, swallow that Chick-fil-A and say hello to everybody.
I'm a very special boy, but I just can't take home to mother. I am wonderful.
Really? Really? Yeah. You really had to do that? I'm gonna get my parachute pants. I'll be back in 10 minutes or so, and just so everybody feels
comfortable.
We
don't have them on already?
Yeah. Oh, God, that's disgusting. Anyway, no, actually, I have bell bottoms I could probably put on if I go find them, and that's even sicker. So what can I tell you? Anyhow, So listen, I don't know if you heard today, and I just got it because I know how you and I love food, but apparently you can no longer eat at Chick-fil-A. All right.
Is it gay?
If you hate the gay community, then you can eat there. But if you love the gay community, you can't eat there because of how mean they are to the gay and lesbian community. However, trips to Iran are still fully sanctioned. I mean, is this craziness? Have I lost my mind, or what's the deal?
It's totally crazy. But you know, it's funny. I remember back when in the dark, distant days when I was a Democrat, and this first started with the ideology that the Chick-fil-A hates gays. And the reason they have this ideology that Chick-fil-A hates gays is because they disagree with gay marriage. But let's put that out there right away. Disagreeing with gay marriage doesn't mean that you hate gay people. I mean, you know, I have lots of friends who don't like, you know, don't agree with gay marriage from a Christian perspective, but they still love, you know, little Danny G. So to then say, oh, you can't eat there, eating there is supporting them, heck no. You know, I mean, we don't have that here. We don't have Chick-fil-A, unfortunately. But if they did, I would be eating double and making sure I was taking pictures of myself. Because, you know, the thing is, this is a great marketing campaign by McDonald's, clearly. Don't eat at Chick-fil-A, you know, because, you know, McDonald's are the ones that love the gays.
You told me about the commercial running over there in Europe or in England, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, their marketing people were fast, weren't they?
Joe, it's a joke. The jingle actually says, a visit to McDonald's makes your day.
Oh.
But when you listen to it, it sounds like it's saying, a visit to McDonald's makes you gay. So you got to stay away from McDonald's, guys. Because,
it's a joke. God save me. Here we go. All right, so let's get to more, not that that's a serious issue, but let's get to more serious issues. You know,
the left,
I just love this outrage at the border, all this stuff that's going on. Look, here's what's happening right now. You know this is true. Racism didn't work. Sexism didn't work. Rigging the election didn't work. Russia didn't work. Gun control didn't work. Stormy Daniels. Oh, she's trying, the poor girl. Nuclear war with NK didn't work. So now they're blaming Trump for law that they had 22 years to change. 22 years to work on, right? And Obama and Billy Bob and George W., all of them had to do with it. And the only guy that's at fault is who? Trump. I mean, you don't get any more disingenuous than this, do you?
No, you don't. But, you know, I went to the foot doctor today, and I had this ingrown toenail, and they had
Thank
to do
you.
Some work on my toe. And I said, why has this happened? And the guy said, in a word, Trump. Because everything is Donald Trump's fault now. But, you know, the saddest thing about all of this, you cannot educate liberals. When you point out to them that this law has been on the book since this policy has been on the book since 1997, and nobody's done anything about it since. And you can't, you know, I was been sharing a picture all week of people protesting against Barack Obama for separating children from their parents. So is it that they were psychics back then and they knew that Donald Trump would be going to be president and supposedly bringing in this policy? Or was it the fact that, you know, more in actuality that Barack Obama was doing this back then?
I look at when it comes to their logic and how they look at this. And you're right about the truth. You can lay out statistics. You can look at 19, about 2,000 kids have been separated from their parents at the border, right? Some of them just for hours. Some of them would only be days. But, you know, they're checking them out. They don't rip them away because they just ripped them away. A total of 90,000 kids were separated from their parents under Obama. There wasn't one sign that went up. There wasn't one, you know, conversation from the media on the left saying, hey, you know what? We know he's doing it because it's the law, but he really needs to work at changing it. Nothing, not a word, which is why I say they're not interested in equality. They're not interested in the truth. They want total control. We are always wrong.
But in fairness, Joe, I'm not sure, I really disagree with the president, but I'm not sure I would have signed this executive order. I would have forced, you know, Chucky and what's her name, Nancy P, to sit down at a table and actually talk this through. Because while they're selling this as Donald Trump as the big bad,
Donald, I think it looks like they've won again. I would not have signed this executive order, personally.
Yeah, I kind of felt the same way you did, that I wouldn't have signed the order either. What I would have said to them is, look, fix it. Get back in here, hammer it out over a couple of days if you're so worried about these kids, and let's finally get this thing done and finished instead of you people consistently playing games and blaming me for it. You know, but he tried it with DACA and he got bit, didn't he?
Yeah. But let's make this clear, Joe, even though we're saying all of this, we don't want children separated from their parents.
No,
but you know who is actually to blame for all of this, don't you? It's not Donald Trump, it's the parents. Because if you care about your kids so much, don't send them to a foreign country with someone that you don't know. Or don't take them to that foreign country and be there illegally and commit crime. It is that simple, isn't it?
Listen, you're going to get in so much trouble from the people on the right because you just agreed with President Obama. Right? We're both saying what Obama said.
Wait, Obama actually said something worth agreeing with?
Yeah. He said point blank, you shouldn't be sending your kids up here. And don't send them up here thinking they're going to get a free pass. We're going to send them back down to you. And it's too dangerous. Parents, don't do this. So here he is pleading with them at one point in time. I saw the interview. I actually played the interview in the first segment.
Yeah.
And we agree with him. Mike, will we lose our conservative cards? I'm wondering.
Possibly.
Yeah. We got to go for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a minute. Xander Gibb will also be with us in a minute. You're listening to The Real Side. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The government is putting migrant families back together. A senior administration official estimates around 500 of the more than 2,300 separated children have been reunited so far. It's still unclear what will happen with the remaining children, but the same official says efforts are underway to set up a centralized reunification process. Drama happening on the floor of the House of Representatives. Congressman Ted Lieu played the viral video of migrant children crying in a detention center.
17 of the House.
The American people, needy.
He was ruled out of order. House Republicans have decided to vote next week on the immigration bill, even though the president has tweeted to drop the effort until after the November elections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. I hope. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen. Get involved in the conversation, whether you're in the chat room or that Facebook feed or wherever. Get involved in the conversation. Get some information, and don't just spew the party line. You guys who just say stuff because you see it on Facebook or whatever, you make jobs for people like myself and Xander very hard because we've got to kind of apologize for you, fix it, and set the record straight, right? And, you know, it's just like this father of that now famous photo of the little girl. Remember the little girl that's crying and she looks like she's standing on a front of a truck? There's a big bad guy standing next to her. Well, guess what? That was, it was a fake picture. It was fake news. And you'll never, ever see Time Magazine or whoever, whatever, say anything about it. They're not going to fess up to the fact that they made a mistake. The mother and the daughter were never separated. The mother kidnapped, for all intents and purposes, the daughter from the father. The mother was deported in 2013. What is she doing here? Why didn't she pick her up and the little girl as well and take them home, send them home? They were escaping violence. Right. Allegedly, they paid a smuggler, and now the mother's looking for work, not asylum. She wants work. Before I pop a gasket, let me bring him in. Xander Gibb joins us as he does every week to help me keep grounded, keep my feet on the ground, as they say. Xander, thanks for joining me.
It is a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, can you tell the Italian to me? I sometimes just don't know when to shut up, right?
But I'm saying nothing because you've got your hands on that off switch.
Well, here's the thing. They've sent over 200 lawyers down. The government has sent over 200 lawyers to help these people out. They've sent extra judges down there. They're expediting all these cases. And the majority of the cases are being denied because they're not really seeking asylum. And they're being coached. And one of the judges has said that their testimonies, if you would, are almost verbatim of each other's testimonies. Like they all went to the same class. This is just nuts, ain't it?
But the thing is, for the last 30 years, that what most average people have not been able to disseminate between is between an asylum seeker and an economic migrant. And in fairness, we still can't help all asylum seekers. Because the thing is that, you know, I'm going to get into trouble for saying this, but I'm going to say it, but does America really need to be the dumping ground for every other country?
I say no.
I say no.
I get that some people are running away from, you know, crime and war-torn cities and what have you. But, you know, I was thinking about something the other day about why don't they stay and fight? Where are the men? Where are the people that can push back, stay, and fight back, okay? Or, you know, the Mexican government. Think about what they're doing. They're helping these people get here. Right? I mean, there's no way those people snuck through Mexico in those numbers to get here.
They're sending them. Did you remember, was it last year or the year before? They sent a coach load of, like a bus load of children, you know, through the border, a bus load of orphans. And you know what? I would have turned them around and sent them back. Because we have enough orphans here, thank you.
Yeah,
we have enough children that are in need here, thank you very much.
Oh, you're going to get mad. I would have loaded them up with Chick-fil-A sandwiches and bottles of water, just turned them around and sent them on back, you know?
Not McDonald's sandwiches, then?
No. Because you know the guy from Chick-fil-A, he said, hey, I need a couple hundred sandwiches down here, like pronto, to feed these kids. They would have been all over that. Without no questions asked, because they've done it before. They've done it in other emergencies before for free. They didn't charge anybody, you know, but they're a nasty company, so I wouldn't eat there.
But they wouldn't have said, how many of people were sending sandwiches for? How many of them are gay? Would they? No, I'm being serious. They
I know,
not
I said the
that.
Same thing. You're right. You're so right, you know? And then, you know, all this talk about how we're ripping families away from, and I don't go down the road of, you know, we put people in jail. I think that's a kind of a fake argument. You know, people go to jail because they do the wrong things, and yeah, we do separate families, but that is definitely, they chose that route to go. But when you talk about our military people, the ones that signed up for, you know, 2 years, but 6 months tours at a time, and some of these people are gone for a year. They don't get to see, the first time they see their child's 2.5 or 3 years old. Some of them never come back. But where's,
and when you think about it,
and we take a knee for that, right? That's how we honor
them. Exactly. But even they don't get treated as well as, you know, illegal immigrants do. You know, they don't put the, you know, all this ideology about throwing them into a cage. You know, that was a photo opportunity that was, Joe. And they used those pictures and they disseminated them as if it was happening everywhere. And that was a photo opportunity and it's a concern. But even our vets don't get treated so well. You know, when they leave the military service, nothing. Bump kiss. They get nothing.
Bump kiss. Never heard that in a while. Hey. But you got to think, you know, they're putting up 20,000 beds, I think, over 3 military bases in Texas. And I'm thinking to myself, why could they never do that for our veterans? Why could they never, you know, our homeless vets that they could take in, they could help out, they'd have a place for them to stay, a place where they could be safe and watched over. They couldn't do it for them, but they could do it for people breaking the law.
Right, but let me ask you this, Joe. You know, I think with the liberals, with the Democrats, it's because these people are Americans. When are they going to start caring about Americans? Liberals do not care about Americans.
I've seen
so many excuses this week as to why illegal immigration is not a crime. It's a misdemeanor. A misdemeanor is still a crime, you know? It's not a mitzvah. It's not an act of kindness. It's a crime.
No, don't you love Nancy Pelosi when she says, stuff like, look, We shouldn't pick them up or apprehend them until they've committed a crime. And you're going, Nancy, do you understand that they've committed a crime just by being here at this point? God.
Wow.
And these people pass laws. That's the scary part. They're making laws in this country. Unreal.
But, you know, we shouldn't listen to Nancy Pelosi until she's taken her medication, because she's much better when she's taken her medication.
Really? How often does that happen, right? I mean, help me out here. No, we got, you know, one of the articles that was sent to me was there's 1,400 American children separated from their parents for every one separated at the border due to incarceration in this country. And we don't go out of our way, you know, to fix, I shouldn't say that because it doesn't sound right, but we don't go out of our way to make sure those kids are totally taken care of.
No.
Because their parents.
No.
But let me. Their parents have committed a crime, right?
Right.
And that's what we use. So these other parents, I guess, they're angels of mercy. And listen, 10,000 of the 15,000 kids that have come up, 10,000 came up without parents. How do you rip a kid away from a parent when it's not there?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Don't you think it was quite poignant today that the Donald did the thing, the ceremony to remember all of those people who have
been a great move.
Killed by illegal immigrants. And then I saw liberals today on social media saying, what about all the people that have been killed by cops? I mean, can you name how many people who've been killed by cops can you name weren't engaged in a criminal activity?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
You know?
Not many. Some, but not many. Not with the way they're laying this stuff out. And again, I love it. It's always, you know, it's always, yeah, but what about until we bring it up? They can always bring up, like your point there, right? But if I say to them, and this is where they get really mad at me when I'm on some of those other shows, and they go, look, you didn't say a word about this under Obama. So apparently you thought it was fine. So maybe Trump was looking at that, and he said, well, the media didn't say anything about it. Public didn't say anything about it. So public opinion probably thought this was an okay policy. So I'm going to implement the same policy as Obama. And can you imagine when he woke up in the morning and saw that the left was upset about it? I would have been confused, too.
Get with it, Joe. Obama's not the president anymore, so it's not a relevant commentary.
Oh, my God. I've heard that so often.
I know.
I want to puke, right?
Like, it makes it disappear. It makes every bad, dishonest thing that Barry did go away. It's all like, poof, it's gone. God. You know, because he's not the president anymore. I mean, was he ever really and truly the president?
Well, he was definitely the golfer in chief, that's for sure. And then, you know, people were so worried that he was going to be so involved with us or in politics when he retired. I think he's just liking to drop some little stink bombs around the place, but he is just enjoying himself way too much. He went from being worth about $3 million to well over $47 million now, which is, you know, I'd love to be president for a year because I guess you learn some investment techniques
that
you don't learn anyplace else, right?
We were broke when we left the White House, apart from all the relics that we stole.
Oh, God. All right, we're going to go for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We will be back shortly. Don't go far.
Weekend at Bernie's. Who put that? Was that Tammy?
Yes.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activate nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You are some messed up white people.
I was born to wave the flag. Well, not really. I was born, but I was taught to wave the flag later. But I am Joe Messina, host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE. But head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you can do up there. You can head over to Facebook. You can be part of the Facebook crew that's yakking away there as well. But let's bring him on, because I know that's really who you come to listen to, you know, when he's on the show. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week, to kind of help me with the perspective of the things going on in the world. Xander, thanks for being with me.
The pleasure is all yours, Joe.
Thank you very much.
You know, I was born to eat Chick-fil-A. Do you know that?
Oh, God. Well, not according to the Huffington Post.
Who is the Huffington Post anyway?
You know what? The best way to explain them is when they were beating on the diversity of certain groups in town, and then they came out with a picture of their editorial team, and it was all young white girls. And there was one middle-aged white guy in there. And I'm thinking, do they, not only do they not know how to spell diversity, they don't know what it means, apparently.
Well, you know, the LGBTQABCDSG editor used to be a very good friend of mine and used to call me all the time for quotes and things like that when I was a Democrat. And then when I became, became a conservative, or when I kind of, you know, found my true conservatism, he hated me and still does. And, you know, wow. Anything I said about Hillary, he jumped on it. But the editors there are just like these sporty liberals who sit around drinking coffee all day and talking about how wonderful Hillary is. I mean, still, that's still what it's like.
Oh, I don't doubt it at all. They sit and daydream. You know, I see them sitting around in the little PJs, you know, with their little cup of tea in their hand, talking about what it would have been like if Hillary won. They probably have Hillary posters on the wall.
Of these United States, she was robbed. It should have been her.
Oh, God. They could be, well, and Bernie, I mean, those same righteous people, I wonder if they feel the same way about the guy that was really robbed was Bernie.
Well, no, he wasn't robbed because he was well compensated. I mean, come on, he got a summer house for the nomination. I mean, I don't think he was robbed at all. I mean, I people ask me, like, quite often when I'm interviewed here, they say to me, if it had been Bernie versus Trump, do I still think that Donald Trump would have won? And I'm like, yeah, hands down. No doubt about it.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think...
I really do.
I think only the hardcore young people wanted, you know, millennials wanted socialism. There's still a lot of Americans that are not interested in socialism whatsoever. You know, you and I were talking a little earlier, and I love the fact that they call Donald Trump a sexist. He hates women. He hates blacks. He hates everybody that is an old white guy, right?
He hates gays. Don't forget about that.
Oh, I forgot about that. I'm sorry. And I was even talking about this earlier. I said, I understand it because it happens in every group. But you just take the gay and lesbian groups, and you have a group that says he's done absolutely nothing. He's actually hurt them. Okay, on the left. And then on the right, you've got, you know, the gay and lesbian groups who say, no, he's actually done a lot for us. And you know, he has appointed openly gay people to key positions. And I'm going, you can't have it both ways. He can't
but you know what my
love. Go ahead.
But you know what my response to that is? If Donald Trump were anti-gay, why do we still have same-sex marriage in America? Why was his first decision not to yank that from the books right away? Because he could have done it.
Yep. Well, here's the deal. Then they'll say to you, well, and I've had these conversations, so that's how I know the road they go down. Well, but then he stopped transgenders from entering the Army. No, actually, he didn't. All right? And the he's allowing the military people to make up their minds how they want it to go. And part of the, you know, I learned this recently. I didn't know this. It shows you how not smart I am. But apparently, you know, if you're a transgender person, there's medication you have to take for quite some time. Maybe forever. Okay.
You have to live with a woman for a period of time before they'll even consider the surgery as well.
But part of that is we don't allow anybody that's on any kind of mind altering drugs to be in the combat field. So why should they be any different?
I don't know, but I mean, if you're post-operative and you've been post-operative for some time and you're not taking any medication, it does kind of like beggar the question of whether you should still be considered, you know. Because if you are trans and you really want to fight, you have to really want to be there, don't you?
Yeah, yes. Well, I think if you want to be on the front line, you really want to be there anyhow. I mean, it takes some real courage to want to be there.
Yeah.
Right? But
my issue with any of this is that I don't like generalizations. I don't like blanket bans. But I do see the ideology behind it. But I still think that it should have been done on an individual basis. That's my only issue with that.
I think part of my point was he didn't ban it because he said, "Well, you know, I don't like the idea." They make it sound like he sits there in a chair and goes, "I don't like Muslims, so let's do a travel ban." I don't like transgender people, so let's do a ban on them in the Army. You know, I mean, this is stupid. Look, they talk about how he's such a sexist. He hates women. His press secretary.
He loves women.
All right, let's get away from that one.
I didn't mean it in that context.
Some people are sitting there scratching their head going, "Yeah." But listen, his press secretary is a female, right? The secretary of DHS is what? A female.
Don't let's get started on her. I really feel sorry for her. She's treated badly.
She can't even... Right. And if we did
What's
this to
name?
One of
the,
theirs,
the
can you imagine? what they would do to us if we did this to one of theirs?
Of course.
Oh.
Of course.
We'd be called animals.
If anybody had done to Obama's daughters what Peter Fonda did to Barron this week and said about him, that they would have been in jail.
Oh, yeah.
They would have been racist.
No question.
They would have been in jail. They would have been, you know, banned from the union, at least banned from Twitter, you know.
Well, there would have been a knock on the door before the Twitter dried or whatever, however it is today. So, but he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. He's got 9 departments that are headed up by females, and departments that aren't necessarily headed up by females. The SBA, director of the CIA, first female in that position. Secretary of the Air Force, Secretary of Education of the look at. Nikki Haley for UN. My God, I don't care what she is, what she identifies as, what religion she is. She is fantastic in
yeah.
that position. You know, great choice.
Yeah, I think Nikki Haley is a Sikh, and you know, interestingly enough, when you hear her talk, she doesn't operate with regards to her religion. She operates with regards to the law of the United States, and that's what you should be doing.
That's right.
In a job like that.
Right,
and I think that should be across the board.
There's a very important thing that nobody's been able to really explain to me. And I know that you're in with the in crowd. Like, you're in with the in crowd. Okay? I still don't know what all this noise was about Melania Trump's coat.
Well, I don't. I think it said on the back, I don't really care or whatever. But it was a fashion statement. Not anything to do with where she was going. And they destroyed her for that. But the thing is that if she didn't care about those kids, why the heck was she there anyways?
Well, look at, they were, see, well, they tried to. They didn't work. But they tried to spin that and take it away from the reason she was there and make it all about the coat. Because they got nothing. They've got nothing. See, you're going to get me all riled up.
Well, this is why they have to attack about silly things, because they don't have anything. I mean, I wonder what it will be next. They really do. I mean, you know, they've attacked Don Jr. They've attacked the daughter, Melania, and Melania. And, you know, when is it going to end? When are we going to just comment on his policies? If you want to talk about his policies, then give me a call. But if you want to talk about how bad he's been in the past or what you think he's done in the past, I'm not interested, frankly. You know?
Yep. I'm with you. I wish if they had an argument, if they really wanted to bring something to the forefront, then bring an argument, bring the facts, don't bring the emotions, because the emotions don't fix everything. Because if we had to act on everybody's emotions, we'd have 3,000 solutions to any one given problem. It doesn't work that way.
No. Oh. No. And it has to be about common sense, because otherwise... You know, I mean, I don't know how we got through 8 years of Obama, but believe me, any Democrats that are listening, number one, you're stupid, and number two, you will get through this. You know, 8 years is a long time to be bitter.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, yes, and it may be longer than that if they keep it up. I mean, Pence is right behind him, and he is well-loved and well-respected. The only ones,
yeah.
You know, think about it, the only ones that really hate him are the people on the far left. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
You know,
but don't you have to love that, you know, they said he would never get the nomination. He would never win. He would never last more than a week. He would never last more than a month.
He's going to
be impeached today. He'll be impeached tomorrow.
He's going to resign. I love all that stuff. Hey, we're up against it. Tell people how to find you.
You can find me at zandergibb.com or any branch of Chick-fil-A.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We're going to talk about, do you know that the Democrats in D.C. want the taxpayers now to pay their housing expenses? Isn't that wonderful? Anyway, we'll be back in just a little bit.